nothing in this life is perfect. Nothing about the world that we live in is perfect. We live in a very blatantly flawed world, society, and yet we don't extend that same level of recognition and understanding to ourselves. Why do you think that is? Now, the scapegoat is always society, right? Society, social norms. From a very young age, we are trained, we are taught, we are conditioned to adhere to certain standards that kind of idealize the human experience. We realize just how inherently flawed society can be, right? And so it's easy to critique these external things, yet still give it some sort of credence or grace to be imperfect, because it's just, you know, the society we live in, and it's the world we live in. It's what happens to us. And so, you know, we can't hate it. We can't fully blame it. We can only try to fix it. But again, when it comes to ourselves, we have a very difficult time applying that same logic, saying, hey, I'm a human and I fuck up sometimes, and that's honestly okay, because the world that I live in is pretty fucked up. It's pretty horrible, and I'm just trying to get by. How often do we actually say that to ourselves? Or instead, does this narrative play in your head? God, I failed that test. I'm so stupid. I didn't get into that school. I didn't get that promotion. I'm not good enough. He left me. I'm not good enough. Why is that person more successful than I am? Why haven't I accomplished all of the goals that I've set for myself? Why isn't my life like the lives of the people that I see on TV or on social media? What's wrong with me? Take it from a self-proclaimed perfectionist. I've felt all of these feelings. I've had all of these thoughts where I would belittle myself. I would shame my feelings and my thoughts. I had a very low opinion of myself. My self-worth was very much in the gutter. Once I reached the point in which I felt tired of being miserable, like I literally got fed up with hating myself, like you just get annoyed with yourself at some point, like everything is so negative. You get tired of self-loathing, you get tired of talking down on yourself. You realize that you're living the same, at least existence, as other people, yet they're somehow managing to find bits and pieces of happiness, and you're the one just sitting in the corner, literally choosing misery. After realizing that and getting to that point, basically hitting rock bottom, I needed to kind of understand why I felt as miserable as I did. And so I am someone who loves to ask questions, and I love to get to the bottom of things. And I understand that there is always a why behind everything. There is a deeper meaning behind everything. And so I understood that, you know, the misery and the unhappiness that I felt, I didn't just feel that way just because. So I came to the conclusion that my misery didn't stem from my lack of ability or potential. It instead stemmed from a fear of not becoming this idealized version of myself that I had curated in my mind as a consequence of social influences and constructs, as well as my own construction and depiction of what it meant to be a perfect person. I do believe that to some degree, everyone's idealized self is different and is subjective because it is, you know, something that you form based off of your experiences, what you're taught, your morals, your values. I came to the realization that I was tying external ideologies that really had little weight in defining who I was as a person to myself. And so I had set this standard for myself, like, okay, like I need to be like the smartest bitch to ever walk this planet, you know? And so I need to be right about everything. I need to be well-read. I need to be knowledgeable about various topics, and I just need to have an answer for everything. I need to get like a 4.0 GPA in school. I need to get a high-paying job. Like, I'm meant to be successful, so I need to do these things in order to be successful. And honestly, I didn't really see how detrimental this mindset was until college. In college, I would have like panic attacks while writing papers or before big tests sometimes. If I felt like I was unprepared for the test, if I didn't study for 8+ hours, if I didn't have a 20-page study packet, I would literally have anxiety because the thought of getting anything below an A on the test, anything below an A in the class, was crippling. Like, it literally made me not want to walk into the room, and it made me not even want to try. I had a very extreme view of myself. It's either I'm a success or I'm a failure. There's no in between. There's no room for C's or B's. And so what would happen was, if I felt like I was not prepared for something, if I didn't feel confident that I would perform well, I would purposely perform worse. I would just not care. And it's crazy because I basically stopped myself from actually trying to get the grade that I wanted because I felt like I wouldn't ace it, because I felt like I wouldn't perfect it. So I was like, you know what? It doesn't even matter. There's no point in trying if I'm not going to get the A. And that was hard for me, you know? And then on top of that, like every month, at least once a month, like when there were like midterms or finals or like big tests or big papers, I would have these insane panic attacks where I just was like, I can't fucking do this. Like, this paper is not going to get an A. It's not going to do well. And that makes me a failure. That's the point I'm making here. I didn't separate my grades and my academic success from myself. And if the paper does bad, then that's a reflection of me. If I get lower than a 4.0 GPA, that is a reflection of me that I am a failure and I am not worthy. And I'll be honest, that was a very difficult existence. Tying who you are and your self-worth to external things, to this ideal version of yourself, it's not good because you don't allow yourself space to fuck up. I realized that applying this very unnecessary pressure to myself was harming me more than it was helping me. And I feel like a lot of you may be experiencing similar thoughts or be in a similar state in your life where you're like, I am running myself into the ground by trying to be this perfect person. I'm trying to be disciplined. I'm trying to be consistent. I'm trying to reach my goals, but I keep fucking up. I keep failing. I'm not seeing the success that I want. So that means that I am a failure. That means I will not acquire everything that I'm dreaming of. And that is just a very unhealthy, toxic mentality, because you know what you're lacking when you do that to yourself? Patience. you are not giving yourself patience. You're not giving yourself understanding. You are not giving yourself empathy. As a, again, self-proclaimed perfectionist, I had to realize that I don't know shit. My neighbor doesn't know shit. My professor doesn't know shit. My parents don't know shit. And we're all just doing the best we can in this very highly flawed, fucked up world. None of us know what we're doing. We're all just doing the best we can. And we're all just trying to find a deeper meaning and a purpose in everything. And these fictional, idealized selves, are they, you know, practical to some extent? Yeah, I do genuinely believe that anything that you want in this life, you can absolutely get. You can absolutely become anyone you want to be. But the issue is, do you have the patience and do you have enough compassion for yourself to allow yourself to fuck up, to allow yourself to be the bad guy, to allow yourself to not be that person for a while until you make enough mistakes, until you've had all of these experiences to then have acquired the knowledge to then make the right decisions to become that ideal person. So guys, we have great news. We have officially started an Instagram and a Twitter for the Transparency Card podcast. I'm honestly really excited about this because the main objective on this podcast is to give you guys insights into your own personal issues and experiences and to help shit make sense for you. And the best way for me to do that is to get into your heads, which is why I am going to be creating polls, questionnaires. I would highly, highly suggest and would really hope that you feel comfortable DMing me and, you know, just dropping some suggestions on what you'd like me to discuss each week. I have my own ideas of what I want to talk about, but this podcast is really more so for you guys, and you know, I'm just here sharing my experiences with you to, again, provide a different perspective. So the goal is honestly to connect as much as possible, and I think the best way to do that is through actually hearing what you guys have to say. So you can find us, well, me, Transparency Card Podcast, on Instagram at Transparency Card Podcast. And on Twitter, the username is at T-Card Podcast. There, you guys can DM requests, ask questions, and add to the discussion on here. Aside from following us on Instagram and Twitter, where you guys will also be updated when new episodes drop. So I plan on not only dropping one episode a week, but you will at times receive bonus episodes because, like I said in the last episode, I love to talk. So I always have something new to say, something interesting on my mind, and I always love to share. You know, you're not just gonna get one episode a week. I can definitely see that. I've gotten a lot of pretty healthy and complimentary feedback on my last episode, which tells me that you guys are excited for this journey we're about to take and to hear whatever the hell I have to say, which is amazing. So I think that you should subscribe to the podcast because, one, we're going to be talking about really interesting topics and I don't want you guys to miss out on it because, honestly, I'm really excited for what's about to drop. So you definitely want to subscribe. If you're listening via Apple Podcasts, you can definitely subscribe by clicking on that little white cross button at the top right of your screen. That way you'll be notified when I post, as well as be able to comment down below, give some feedback, suggestions, questions. I'll be asking questions every podcast, so I want to hear what you guys have to say, and I really want to spark a conversation every time I post. So that'd be amazing.
on Spotify. You can also subscribe as well and be notified. And again, I do polls and ask questions to garner discussion, to get an idea of what you guys, you know, are interested in hearing. Also, please be sure to drop a rating down below. If you're loving it, 5 stars. If you're hating it, please tell me why. and do not forget to follow Transparency Card Podcast on Instagram and on Twitter. We are at T-Card Podcast. Okay, let's get back into the episode.
I believe that humans are naturally impatient. We do not have patience. Like, we literally, especially in today's society where we literally have the fucking world at our fingertips, we are accustomed to and have come to expect like immediate gratification. So when we actually have to put in the work to become who we want to be, it's like, well, I am supposed to lose 30 pounds and it's been a month and I've been eating salad every day. Why am I still, you know, overweight? And it's like, well, it takes more than 30 days. It's going to take some time. Just because it's going to take some time, just because your time constraint and the limit that you've set for yourself is unrealistic and more likely won't be met when you want it to be, doesn't mean that it will never happen. And so that's the point I'm trying to make here. You have to give yourself the grace to like fuck up. Like, nothing in this world, again, is perfect. Like, nothing is black and white. There's so much gray area. And I truly believe that, like, there is this massive disconnect in understanding that for humans. Like, we really believe that, oh, if I just put in X amount of work, like, within a year, I'll be here. And don't get me wrong, like, it's possible to meet your time constraint, to meet your date. You know, everyone kind of has a date when they want to have something done by, your deadline, right? But also, like, are you going to give up just because you haven't met your deadline? Like, does that make your dream or your dream self obsolete now because you didn't make it at that time? You didn't become that person by that time? Are you going to, you know, belittle yourself and shut down and disregard all of the progress you've made to get to where you are now? Because quite frankly, where you are now is probably a lot further than where you were a month ago or even yesterday. It's completely fine to make mistakes, guys. Like, even if it's like a huge fuck up, like, that doesn't make you as a person a fuck up. Like, or you know what? Why don't we say, you know what? You are a fuck up. But guess what? So is Sally next door. So is your best friend. So is your math professor. Like, there's no all-knowing, you know? Like, no one is better than anyone else. We're all fuck-ups. And the difference between people that, like, actually get what they want out of life, the people that actually do know, like, how to be happy and, like, have found peace within themselves or know how to get back to a place of peace and happiness, because these aren't, like, consistent feelings, you know what I mean? I think you just have to know how to get back to it because you're always going to be riled up in life. And I'll talk about that in another episode. But my point is, the difference between self-loathing, miserable people and actually like consistently or somewhat consistently happy, peaceful people and like successful people really is that they understand that they're gonna fuck up and they're comfortable with that. They actually enjoy making mistakes because you know what? Every fuck up is an opportunity to learn. Every fuck up reminds you that there's so much that you don't know. And that in itself is such a beautiful thing. And a lot of these people, because they're so used to fucking up, not only have they come to enjoy it, like that process, but they've come to become patient with their process and patient with themselves. If we can extend that same like love and empathy to ourselves that we do to other people or the world around us,
Do you know how far we'd make it just as individuals in our personal journey to being happy in this life? I want you guys to understand that there's no point in one taking life as seriously as we do. And I don't want to say the phrase that everyone says, oh, we're all going to die anyway, because I feel like people use that as an excuse to like just do reckless, stupid shit that's actually not helpful in any way to themselves. But I would like you to apply that sort of like take that message and use it for good. Use it in a way that will help you by understanding that, yes, we are all going to die someday. And yes, the things that happen in this life to some degree can either be really, really important or honestly aren't that significant in the grand scheme of things. So if you're beating yourself up because you didn't do well on a test or you didn't get that promotion, or you're beating yourself up because you fucked up in a relationship and you hurt someone you really care about, or you've been working really hard but you're not seeing the progress or you're not seeing the success that you thought you'd see by now, hey, it's okay. You're a human. It's okay to make mistakes. You were literally born to make mistakes. You cannot get to where you want to be unless you do. And I think that just giving yourself that grace and that love to say, hey, it's totally fine. Like, okay, you made a mistake. Now what? I realize also that in order to like kind of get yourself into that space where you aren't constantly negatively judging yourself for fucking up, you have to have a solution-based mentality. Like, instead of saying, God, like, I completely ruined this relationship, like, I'm the worst person ever and I just don't deserve love. Instead, you could be like, you know what? I made this mistake. That was not the right move. I hurt someone I cared about. Okay, yeah, that sucks. That was a difficult lesson. How can I fix this? If you approach everything in life, like nearly all of life's issues can be solved. If you approach it like a scientist with an objective lens and you just say, okay, yes, this was emotionally triggering for me. This is a difficult thing I'm dealing with. But you know what? There's a solution. There's an answer to everything. How can I change it? If you ask a question instead of limiting yourself by defining yourself by the mistakes that you make, and instead ask a question, that opens up various avenues of opportunity for learning and for growth and significant progress and change. So that's what I want to leave you guys with, okay? So recap, because I think it's important, because I don't know how long this podcast is, like this episode is, but let's recap everything we learned. We expect ourselves to be perfect in an imperfect society. It doesn't make sense. You can't expect yourself to be perfect when the world around you isn't. Stop tying who you are, your identity, to external ideologies and ideal versions of yourself and external assets in life that are always subject to changing. Becoming who you want to be is very possible. It is practical. It is realistic. But you have to give yourself the patience to get there. That's the disconnect. That's the gray area that we tend to ignore. You have to give yourself the patience to grow, to get there. And you have to give yourself the empathy and the compassion and understanding of recognizing that you're going to make mistakes on the way and that it's okay to make those mistakes. We have to remember that the mistakes we make are incredibly valuable because we always learn something new, no matter how difficult the lesson. And lastly, we have to be solution-based. We can't let our emotions consume us to the point where we stop trying, because then what really is the point? Who you are cannot be defined by anything outside of yourself. You define yourself. Be a scientist. Instead of belittling yourself, shaming yourself, becoming immersed in your emotions when you make a mistake, ask yourself, okay, what is the solution? go into life, go into everything knowing, hey, I know, like, I'm bound to fuck up here. Like, I'm bound to make a mistake. It sucks, but that's life. Okay, how can I fix this? How can I be better at this? How can I make sure this doesn't happen again? I feel like we overcomplicate things. I still do it. I'm not the all-knowing. I still do it. But that's definitely something that's helped me. Just saying, what's the solution to this? I'm not going to let myself get all anxious and sad and feel like shit because I fucked up. Like, no, okay, I did that. That sucked. Ah, now what? How do I fix this? What can I do next time? How can I better myself? Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the first episode of Transparency Card. This was so much fun to record. I'm in love with this already. I literally feel like I am my own therapist. These are conversations that I literally have with myself while I do my makeup in the morning. And I was like, you know what? Why don't I just record it? Maybe someone else wants to hear this shit too. But again, thank you guys so much for listening in on whatever platform. Please be sure to drop, you know, your rating. Hopefully it's like 4 or 5 stars. Please comment down below. I would love to hear about your journey. I would love to hear your thoughts on, you know, this episode. Please drop a comment. I really want to hear what you guys have to say. If you guys like this, if you want me to talk about other stuff, like how you're feeling. Like, I really want to get an idea of what you guys want to hear and hear me go into detail about, explore, like, that's honestly like the goal of this is to help anyone that needs it. But yeah, I hope this was helpful for you. I hope this provided some clarity. Thank you guys so much for listening. And remember, episodes drop every single Wednesday. And yeah, I love you guys. Have a great day or night or whenever you're hearing this. Bye.